1.5 WMFO in Medford. Your volume's over here.
I got it.
All right. I'm here with Arthur Nason, who
we just heard
that was All Dressed in Plastic.
You are All Dressed in Plastic. That's what happens.
When's that from?
That's a few years ago from the West Cambridge Cowboys album.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I like it. And it's done well. It was made into a video, and we had some television with it and all of that cool stuff.
Now, do you know the tracks off this one?
Yes, I do. I can name them to you or write them down from the new one. But do you want to go with the brand new one now and then come to that in a bit?
Whatever you like.
I don't care.
You want to hear the brand new one right now?
New babies get all the attention. Okay. You cue it up. I'll start talking
this
about
it. This is Arthur. He's been on the show a few times and from the area. And
yep. And there's a couch back here. I'm going to be moving in soon. And there's a place where I can, you know, just if I need to take a nap once in a while. It's plenty of room. The place is at least heated. There's a lot of writing on the ceilings and the walls and everything, which I'm kind of used to anyway.
Yeah, you don't need a book.
I don't need anything. I can just read this.
You read the ceiling.
So I have a new single out because the record company keeps saying, hey, you got any singles? And so I'm going to be making a bunch of singles. And this is one. This is the first time in my entire, I've put out 11 releases. And this is the first time that I re-recorded something. And I re-recorded this because initially when it came out, all I had was, you know those little four-track recorders, the cassette things?
Right.
I had an 8-track version of that.
Okay.
Because I bought it, they were blowing out analog stuff because everybody was going digital. Mm-hmm. And so they had this thing and it was, you know, inexpensive and I knew what to do with it and I bought it. You know, it was what I had the budget for. And I was making music with this and I thought, after the fact, it's like, this song is clearly, you know, it's a radio hit. It just is.
Okay.
And people had been saying to me, gee, even other bands had come up and asked if they could cover it. And people had basically said,
what do you say? No.
But anyway, we did the IPO Fest recently, a few months ago. And they filmed it and put it online, and a few people were like, wow, that's just a hit record.
Yeah.
And I finally was like, okay. I've been thinking the same thing. Other people started thinking the same thing, and I feel thrilled about it. It's called Unglued. And it's one of those things where right out of the gate, it just went out to radio, and a lot of radio stations are already saying, yeah, we're all over this. And that's cool. And it was in Power Popaholic magazine just yesterday. Just posted it. They liked it. And, you know, so there's more along the way.
I can't wait to hear it.
We got into Spotify Release Radar. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
It sounds good. Well, why don't we listen to it right now? Unglued?
Unglued. Arthur Nason here on WMFO, where I live now.
Right on. You're in Medford now? Oh, no, you'll be on move to
no,
the couch.
No, I'm on the couch.
Right,
that's where it goes.
Here it is, Unglued, MFO.
Here and they think you've come undone.
That's awesome, Arthur.
I have hijacked the station. You are now under my command. We're going to play that song and only that song for the next 3 weeks in a row. Everyone, get down on the floor. Not a word
remember,
out of any of you.
Remember someone did that at like COZ years ago? They locked themselves in. Yeah, and they played.
That's a great idea.
It was some
idea.
Jethro Tull song they did over
and
over. Oh, you
got to blame those guys. Jethro Tull. They're just troublemakers, aren't they? I mean, with a name like that and all that proggy and their hobbits and walking around in the forest and whatever those guys
right.
did. Nothing but trouble. So put a gun in their hands and forget about it. That's what's going to happen. They'll take over a station. I'd never heard the story. And I don't know...
What about Superman?
What about Superman? Ah, this is great. So this is my take on the myth of what happened to Friedrich Nietzsche. And it's all botched in different ways.
Friedrich Nietzsche?
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Okay. I know the other Nietzsche.
Lewis, his brother. No. There's one Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, who apparently...
Jack Nietzsche, I'm thinking of.
Oh, the arranger who worked with Phil Spector.
He's doing this music we're listening to right now.
Did he? He's a great arranger. Yeah. He worked with Spector.
Right.
Spector's just one of my heroes. Not a great date, but terrific, you know, producer.
But what coincidence. That's what I'm playing right now.
So we went from Jack Nietzsche to Friedrich Nietzsche with this one.
Okay.
But my kids thought it was hilarious that apparently he saw somebody beating a horse. And he came up to these people and he just flipped. He lost it and said, "I understand you." And then from there, for the rest of his existence, he was like in some catatonic, bizarre state. But I don't know how true any of that is. There's a lot of different there's different accountings of it. I liked his writing a whole lot. I thought there were some interesting things about that. But why not take on that as a subject? I mean, what else can you write about?
And you're calling him Superman in it.
Well, that's the thing. The Ubermensch is the thing that he came up with. And so the whole concept of Superman came from Nietzsche. Whether it was the Superman comics or any of those things, that was where that whole thing started.
Okay.
And so I figured I would write about it. And again, the place is on lockdown. Don't try to come near the building. I'm heavily armed, and we're just going to play my stuff for, I mean, till we run out
you
of supplies.
You got it. Don't shoot. It's Superman by Arthur Nason on MFO.
Like scarecrows on
That part best.
WMFO in Medford. I'm sitting here with Arthur Nason. That was his single, Sky Fell Down. Anything you want to say about that track?
We're in hour 23 of lockdown. People are getting a little bit dizzy. If our demands are met, we're willing to cut a deal.
I keep forgetting about
that. As far as it goes, you know, but right now, no, we're not budging. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
I like the single. I think it's good. And The Sky Fell Down. I mean, I think that it's...
It's solid.
I feel good about it. I like it a lot. Yep.
Well, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
You can hang out, use the bathrooms, make yourself at home, take a nap.
I got that couch, you know, that we're talking about. All right. So if you guys show up to the front door, if you have your people show up with, you know, the bags of cash like we talked about, I'll be on my way. It won't be a big deal.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Why don't you take the elevator? It's right out that window.
Yeah, the elevator. That's the one I'm taking. And thank you all at home for listening.
What's this next song we're going to hear?
We're going to hear, you like the big rocks and the drums and all of that, and I like all that too. I've been threatening to make a big guitar record for years, and I had an EP worth of stuff, a three-song EP worth of stuff that I liked, and this was Sleep Till Noon. I missed the whole big drums and guitar thing.
Did you sleep till noon today?
I often do, but today I was more like 11:45.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I had to get up at 9:30.
My goodness.
Feed the cat.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't so bad, though. I mean, I was getting up at like 4:30 in the morning to shoot that movie.
Oh, what movie?
It's a Disney movie they were filming in Boston.
Really?
I was an extra on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What movie is it?
It's called Godmothered, and that's all I can say.
Oh, so is there some sort of gag order or keep quiet about it?
Yeah.
Well, all they've been doing is taking stuff from the past anyway, so I'm sure there's nothing original.
Jane Curtin is in it.
Is she really?
Yeah, that's a name from the past.
She's wonderful.
She was really good. Like, it's fun to watch. All right. Here is Sleep Till Noon, and I'll be playing some more requests by you guys, and we have Boston Groupie News coming up, Ramones Block coming up, and we are MFO. Hey, you got a question for Arthur or me or a request? 855-915-9636 is the number, and here's the song.
You a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Just where I'm going, but I'm try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. Like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. When the blood begins to flow, when it shoots up the dropper's neck, when I'm closing in on death, pretty talk. You can all go take a walk, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Tell me you're a junkie's dream, haha. Ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor's suit and a cap. We'll be right back. It's my life because of me. To my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead. Next song is from the new album, and it's about prison watching TV.
I'm so confused today. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And long blocks I've been playing without saying who they are or what they are. So I'm going to go back a bit. After the Young Fresh Fellows, we played AC/DC. There's going to be some rocking Super Suckers, Sleepy Vampire. We had Radio Birdman for John Keegan, Hand of Law, Tiger Bomb, Gimme One More Chance. And then all those Carvel songs. You know them. You love them. And we heard a sweet block going out to Linda Mandolin. She wanted to hear some B-sides. We had The Juicer, Mr. McGallagher, and Cover Girl. Arthur Nason there with his stuff. And then we just heard Lou Reed with Heroin. Don't touch the stuff. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Look at the clock. It's a Ramones block.
Gonna succeed. they never really do. They never really do. I remember you. I remember you.
dance, baby. Ramones Block with Surf City. I remember you. Now I want to be a good boy. And let's dance. Hey, Peter Wolf's birthday, I think, is today. If not, it's real close. Happy birthday, Peter Wolf. Jay Giles Band. One Last Kiss.
I'm gonna hold you tighter than I ever did before. friendship whores. When I was puking, you just looked away. But now I'm dealing a gold cards my way.
Voices Green and Purple going out to Tom DePriest. That's digging deep. Freeform radio here, folks. And what do we got here? tell you what we just heard, but I lost my list, so we'll just keep playing them. Somebody want to hear Thin Lizzy? Here you go.